Reading from Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Part 1, Chapter 6, Text 19 and 12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sri Parikshit Uvacha. Uravo chanta sambranto krutam uttaya tatpadao nirhayanke samalingya tasya vipretyaridgatam it prapta bhagavat tat tat pasara bhara bhagjana tadiya prema sampati vibhava smriti yantrita Radhanai Vishvaso Dino Yatnatayam Shrito Munim Avadayaha Matsaryat Satvikat Pramudam Gata. Sri Parikshit said, impelled by great respect for Narada, Uddhava suddenly stood up, held Narada's feet, and embraced them. Aware of what Narada was thinking, Uddhava remembered many devotees who had received the Lord's special favor. As Uddhava meditated on those devotees, their love for the Lord, and the wealth of their loving ecstasies, he felt distress, thinking himself fallen, and cried hopelessly. Only with some effort was he able to regain his composure. Then he became joyful and spoke to the sage, moved by the sattvika emotion of jealousy. Purport. Uddhava knew that Narada was thinking about how to find the best recipient of the Supreme Lord's favor. He intelligently deduced this from the way Narada was acting. This logical conclusion led Uddhava to remember many famous Vaishnavas of the past who had enjoyed the Lord's favor. The ecstasy of pure Vaishnavas, which appear on their bodies as perspiration, trembling, ripulation, and so on, are the priceless treasure of those Vaishnavas. A treasure whose value can be estimated only by Vaishnavas following in their footsteps. As Uddhava meditated on the great fortune of Krishna's devotee, he felt undeserving. He experienced the essential devotional prerequisite of dānya, utter humility. For Uddhava to regain his composure required great effort, plus the help of Narada, Balaram, and others. Uddhava was next confronted by the bhava of jealousy, intolerance of others' good fortune. This transcendental jealousy, however, was sattvika, born from pure goodness, untouched by the influence of passion and ignorance. Therefore, it was a cause of joy. Having no trace of hatred, this ecstatic jealousy gave no distress to Uddhava or anyone else. Rather, in this jealousy, he entered even deeper into the trance of his attraction to Krishna, just as devotees in the conjugal mood become even more blissfully attached to Krishna when jealous of his other lovers. Om Gana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Bhacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from Penn State. I'm staying with Anandini Lalita and Yashodev, very young, probably just past 30, maybe Yashodev's a little older, couple who live by just preaching Krishna consciousness. And they have a bhakti center where they teach yoga on the main street and have kirtan. And they have two young children, I think like 2 and 4. And it's nice at 9:30, I give them class in the morning in the midst of their whole day. So their faith is impressive. It's Brahminical faith. It's described in Varnashram. One time I asked a scholar in Vrindavan, how do you determine what Varna someone is in? He gave a very interesting argument. He said, a Brahmin has complete faith in Krishna. A Kshatriya has less faith. They have to have something to control. A Vaishya has less faith. I guess this is not necessarily the Vaishnava platform, but a Vaishya has less faith, they have to cheat. It's just, you know, it's part of their business. And, you know, a Sudra has less faith because he just needs a master. So it's Brahminical, and I could see it's really depending on Krishna. And they kind of have that faith. And I guess sometimes it's a struggle, but Krishna gave them an absolutely, it's a whole long story how that happened, an absolutely beautiful house and a Tesla. Even though they just make enough to live. But that was a whole long story how that happened. So anyway, it's nice to see. And it confirms, you know, what Prabhupada said, Prativiti Achiyati Nagarati Gram. My holy name will be chanted in every town and village. So, and then, you know, I'm satisfied to stay in my room. I'm staying in the master bedroom. They moved out when I'm here. It was their choice before I came. And, yeah, it's nice. I mean, she goes, she teaches yoga in the morning, comes back. He's cooking breakfast, taking care of the kids then. She comes back, cooks lunch. Or they come to my class, just them, which is okay for with me. Yeah, so it's nice to see. Yeah, and then they took me for a ride around the campus. I met them in Vrindavan last year. Well, this is the lady who I know, a big fan of Monday Morning Greetings, brought about 10 people from the university who the students paid for, the university paid for, maybe 10 or 15. And they came to my room when they were on Parikram. But I went around the university, And, you know, I wasn't a big music fan, but I do remember the Beatles song. What is it? All the lonely people, where all they do, where all they, where do they all come from? People have like no, they're not grounded by tradition. They have no, people have no, that seems everybody's just superficial and depressed. And I remember when Prabhupada, years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, something like that, went to one big university and they were telling him how many students committed suicide. And he said, "Where is that department to teach what is the difference between a living body and dead body?" And I think what's happening with Prabhupada's teachings, where it may have been more difficult in one sense for them to be understood in the 60s. You know, his vision of the world, you know, it just becomes more and more profound as the kind of, I don't know what you call it, liberalism of the 60s, whatever it was, the views of the 60s and how the world, and whatever it is, how it just didn't bear the fruit of happiness and prosperity. So anyway, and getting back to the reality of the Brihadbhagavatamrita and just associating with this level of devotion of these, you know, personalities. And we really come to one of the Parama Bhaktas, Uddhava, and, you know, Narada's search leading him to Dwarka, where it was exalted because the residents not only had love for Krishna, but he was there and he would come to their assembly every day. And but they said among them, "You have to go to see Uddhava." And then we see what faith is. Faith generates enthusiasm. Because faith is really what your objective is. And the more faith you have in your objective, the more enthusiasm you have. And the more committed you are to the path to achieve that bhakti. So when you see people who have deep faith, they have that trust and that experience of bhakti as the goal of life, there's a surge of enthusiasm that prioritizes things in relationship to devotion. And that faith, it's all faith, it grows to an exclusive desire, a strong desire to attain Krishna. And if the desire is all-consuming, if it's screaming in your heart that I want Krishna, Krishna reciprocates, and then one achieves Baba, which is prema ankur. Ankur means sprout. So Baba is the sprout of prema, and it melts the heart. And it's a very emotional state. And This is a point in bhakti that has to be understood, that our ultimate reality, I've mentioned this many times, is priti or love. And love is an energy between two people. So our ultimate reality is understanding buddha bhava samabhita, the wise who know this. Bhava, they engage in my devotional service. But the ultimate reality, which may be expressed in different ways by different people with different psychologies, someone more grave, someone more effusive, is an emotional feeling. And it can be overwhelming. And we see Narada, he's driven by that emotion. He's pratipadam punamritas vardhanam. Pratipadam, at every step, punamritas, then full nectar, vardhanam. He's tasting asvardhanam. He's tasting the full nectar at every step, anandam buddhi vardhanam, the ever-increasing ocean of devotion, sarvatma snapadam, and the whole self is bathed in this devotion. And it's impelling him. It's how he sees the world. How he moves in the world. And so he wants to see Uddhava because he wants someone who has this devotion in his heart so that one can serve them and create the conduit by which that person's devotion comes in the form of his mercy. It could be just by his association and his actions, or it could be by his words. Sushusro shradadhana sya vasudeva kata vichi syat mahat sevana vipra punyat tirtana shevanat. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it describes pretty quickly what is the steps. How does the heart transform? Well, it begins with Srinvita Swa Kata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hidyantasto Yabhadrani Vidinoti Saritsatam. You're benedicted by Krishna in the heart when he sees you. Shravanam Kirtanam. Srinvata Swa Kata Krishna. When he sees you hearing that kata of Krishna, Krishna benedicts you because he's your well-wisher. He fulfills your desire. This is the secret of Krishna consciousness. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam Eko bahunam yo vidadati kama. Eko nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam. Eko bahunam, the one for the many. Vidadati kama, the one for the many. He fulfills their desires. He fulfills their desires. So he purifies the heart. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Then he purifies the heart. And what does he inspire you to do? Nitya bhagavata seva. He is the seva of the Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada, I love it. He says the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat. And there's no difference. Because the person Bhagavat speaks about the book Bhagavat. And the book Bhagavat glorifies the person Bhagavat. But nitya means every day. That's why this wisdom of the sages is really so powerful. I'm constantly meeting people who have transformed because they're hearing the Bhagavatam every day. And I see how much, honestly, because I know them for many years, how much Kasturba and Raghunath have transformed powerfully. This is the process. Nastriya Preshu Abhadreshu. Tamo Rajas, Tamo Baba, Kamalabhascha. Then you become purified. And then the conclusion is, this is the conclusion, this is these Tasmat verses. After you hear this, what's the conclusion? The conclusion is, one should chant, hear, and remember Krishna always. Chant, hear, and remember Krishna always. And then there's the anvaya. The anvaya means between two verses, there's an implied question that is asked that connects the two verses. So the implied question is asked when someone hears about this, this is impossible. How can I do this? Sure, it's so easily said than done. Therefore, tasmat. Therefore, chant, hear, and remember Krishna constantly. She says, well, how can I do this? And then it says, Shushrusho Shradhana Sya Vasudeva Katavrati Syat Mahat Sevana Vipra, service to the great devotees. Shushrusho Shradhana Sya. That's how you develop that faith. And it describes how. By their association, you see their devotion and you become inspired. Yes. So you want that association. So he's, and to hear. So that's his enthusiasm. Sadhu Sangha. These same verses will come up. I'll chant them all the time within this Priyat Bhagavatamrita, because they're so relevant. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Hoy, Sadhu Sangha, Lava Matra, Sarva Siddhi Hoy, a moment's association. So there's enthusiasm, and Narada becomes overwhelmed trying to find Uddhava, and then he arrives at this very unique day that for some reason Krishna can't get out of bed and his close associates are on the balcony outside his room. And when they see Narada, he's acting so strange because he's just impelled by his emotions and he's falling and getting up and crying and laughing and he's just so strange. And then they sit him down, they wipe his face, and he says, I'm looking for Uddhava. And then he begins to reference why, and there's so many verses that were mentioned in that by Krishna himself. My Uddhava, because you're my servant, well-wisher, friend, I shall now speak to you the most confidential knowledge. Uddhava is not inferior to me in any way because he is never affected by the modes of nature. This is Krishna at the end of his life. Very significant what someone can remember at the end of his life. Krishna Twadiya Parapankaja Pankarajam Ajeva Me Vishatu Me Manasaraja Hamsa. Let me die now when the swan of my mind is entangled with the lotus of your feet. Otherwise, at the time of death, when I'm choked up with mucus and bile, How will I remember you? So significant. What one remembers at the end of death. And there's Krishna. He's about to leave the world. And Vidura is there. Vidura is there and he says, How is Uddhava? How is Uddhava? Krishna's asking. This is his Parishad, his confidant. Look what's in his heart. I also tell that story when Srila Prabhupada was coming to leave the world to Vrindavan. I was woken up in the morning, Prabhupada's coming. And we all went into his room. There's only about 30 of us. We all went to his room. And he sat on a chair. He couldn't even sit cross-legged. And he sat to the left side of the where he sits in his darshan mandap. And he started speaking about Jayananda. Had passed away, and he was remembering his devotee. He made it into his heart. And how did he make it to his heart? Because of his love, which is expressed by one's selfless service. This is the key to bhakti. When you want to please someone, when you want to please Krishna, and you want to please those who represent Krishna, that action, those words, those sincere actions, they carry your love, and it enters into another person's heart, and then he feels love for you. So the goal of our bhakti is to have that, get rid of all our selfishness and fully surrender to want to please God. Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikalas tu avaptasu jivan mukta suuchite. Iha yasya, one who is harer dasye, who is the servant of Hari. Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira, with the work, body, and words. Nicholas to avaptasu, jivan mukta, that's a liberated person. Sarvapadi vinir muktam, tatparatvena nirmalam, rishikena, sevanam bhakta uchate. This uchate, this is called bhakti. Sevanam. The sevanam, the activities that carry your love for another person. And it enters into their hearts. So Uddhava entered into Krishna's heart to the degree that at the end of his life, he tells Vidura, Uddhava, no duva, not api mano nyuno. Uddhava is not inferior to me in any way because he's never affected by the modes of material nature. And that's interesting. The modes of material nature are the subtle strands of matter to facilitate a variety of ways of being the enjoyer and controller. Like primary colors are mixed in an infinite variety of forms. So this passion, ignorance, and goodness, they're mixed in an infinite variety of forms. And by the law of karma and time, they fulfill our desires and they present us with opportunities to forget God and be the enjoyer and controller. But he's not affected in any way. He's not affected in any way. Because he sees everything in terms of service, and therefore there's no influence of objects which carry the impotency to enthuse you in enjoyment and control. It doesn't affect him. a little experience of mine. I remember when I got my quit India notice. I got my quit India notice, and I was preaching in New York, and I was going over the Brooklyn Bridge or the Manhattan Bridge or the Williamsburg Bridge. I don't remember. And I was in such a mood of, because I was going to 26th Second Avenue where we were preaching. And I had such a mood of preaching that when I came across and I saw the New York City skyline, I saw it as ecstasy. What an opportunity to preach. A small island where 20 million people are there during the day. So your vision changes. And therefore, he may remain in the world to disseminate specific knowledge of the personality of Godhead. That's what he's telling Vidura. And Vidura tells that to Uddhava. So Maharaj Prickett, impelled by great respect for Narada, who is glorifying him, he suddenly stood up because he was sitting down, and then he held Narada's feet and embraced them. So now here's the challenge. What do you do with jai, jai, jai? What do you do when you're glorified for your accomplishments? How do you not let it affect you with material consciousness, which is the desire for superiority, so that you can control and enjoy? How do you not let it affect you? How do you remain in reality? Reality is humility, because we're a mere spark of God's splendor. We're a mere spark of energy in relationship to God. If you have a vision of reality, you are humble. And not only that, you don't have a taste for praise and control, because you have a bhava, you have a devotion. And that's such a superior feeling and taste. So how? And Uddhava does, he meditates on devotees. That makes one humble. He meditates on devotees. And Pasada Bara, they're great. Bach, because they're great recipients of Krishna's mercy, and he meditates on their prema, their love. Prema sampatti, the wealth of their love, and vibhav smriti, and remembers their ecstasies. And then he felt helpless, feeling himself very, very small. And he cried helplessly. In reality. So then here the purport describes that it's so nice to think of those above rather than think of those equal, in envy, or those below in pride. To look above in humility. So he's meditating on their fortune, and he doesn't. And there's Dainya, which is utter humility, which is going to be described later in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. as non-different from prema. Because prema is when you see God everywhere. And to see God everywhere, you have to want to see God everywhere. Because if you don't, he'll cover himself from you. Naham pakasya sarvasya yoga maya samabhya. I am not manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. So this diner, this dainya, utter humility. He becomes overwhelmed with utter humility and utter praying because there's so much faith. You can appreciate the glory of God, and not just his power, but the love that you feel. The love that you feel when you give up the sense of entitlement, which diminishes any mercy that you get. When you think you deserve, which is called entitlement, it diminishes the feelings of mercy or love that you get. So he's, and then somehow or other, he has this jealousy. And this is the challenge. And it's mentioned in many, many places. Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Ramananda Sambad, Chaitanya Charitamrita. That these emotions, which in our experience come from the modes of nature, these same emotions can come from our ecstatic love for Krishna, somehow or other. I don't know how this one works, jealousy. Well, one answer was, I would like to serve Krishna as they're serving Krishna. Vaishnava is like that. I wish I can serve my guru like you're serving guru. Vaishnava is like that. So, just made him more attracted to Krishna, and more love came out of his heart. Well, we can say the jealousy is not that I want to enjoy and control more. I want to serve more. So somehow that feeling engenders some kind of love. Now Uddhava responds, Srimad Uddhava Uvacha Sarvagya Satyavak Shreshta Mahamuni Varaprabho Bhagavad Bhakti Margadi Guru Noktam Tvaye Hayat Tatsarvam Adikam Chasmat Satyam Eva Mayasputam Vrteti Maya Gitam Asid Anyar Api Dhruvam. Srimad Uddhava said, O Mighty One, knower of everything, most truthful speaker, greatest of sages, you are the master who teaches the means and ends of bhakti, devotional service to the Supreme Lord. All you just said about me and more is self-evident to me. I knew it was true before you said it, and so did others. O knower of everything, hints that Narada is aware who indeed are Krishna's most favored devotees, led by the divine Srimati Radharani. In Uddhava's judgment, Narada is the best of eloquent speakers like Yudhisthira and the best of eminent sages like Vyasadeva. Of all who attempt to glorify the Supreme Lord and his devotees, Narada is the most competent. Uddhava therefore feels obliged to accept anything Narada says is true, even something awkward to hear, like praise of him. Uddhava acknowledges Narada as his Prabhu, or spiritual master. Let me just... So this is kind of a spiritual dilemma that comes where you have to accept Guru and his authority. That's the beginning of spiritual life, is to accept that there's an authority greater than ourselves, and it's God, and it's represented through the Shastra. That's what a person of character, we accept certain principles. But this seems to be two instances where you can carefully contradict your guru. Of course, you can always raise doubts when you don't understand things. You have a right to not accept what you heard until you've understood it thoroughly. That's there. But two instances, I'll give another one. I'm going to find it, 1 second. This is, yeah, I'm writing something now, Vaishnava Behavior. Lesson 9, out of love, one may implore one's senior to take care of himself, even if he expresses reluctance. The Lord has stopped eating due to criticism of Ramananda Roy, and defending his criticism is valid, but still Paramananda Puri implored Lord Chaitanya to eat. Quote, what you have given, why have you given up proper eating due to the criticism of Ramachandra Puri? Please accept invitations as before. This is the request of all of us. When they all requested very fervently that Chaitanya, he would still not do so. He responded by eating half as much. But, you know, he you can do that. No, please, don't neglect yourself. You're neglecting yourself. Please don't neglect yourself. That seems to be one and the other seems to be here, where you're glorified. So he's saying, yes, 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 but he's going to try to deflect that praise. So it's kind of a challenge. And what is the challenge? The challenge is your guru says that, and he glorifies you. At the same time, it's not going to help anyone if you become proud. Everything has to be done and then seen, and every position one has as a servant. Just like when Prabhupada responded when his disciples said, oh, you know, you're the greatest. No, devotee is not an ordinary thing. You're the greatest devotee. No, devotee is not an ordinary thing. One more. Idanim yad vrije gatva kim apyanva bhavam tata mahasobhagya manome sasadyas churnatam gata. So now, wow, he says, Uddhava, what I saw on my recent trip to Vraja took my pride and my special good fortune and suddenly crushed it to dust. Purport, Uddhava cannot easily describe his impressions of Vraj. Therefore, he simply says what I experienced. Yat kim api anvabhavam. Before he visited Vraj, his pride in being favored by Krishna had been great as Mount Meru, but when he saw the greater devotion of the Vrajavasis, his pride was quickly reduced to a pile of dust. So this is where this is going now, but it's genius. I can't even explain all the intricacies, how this particular point will be highlighted with the exalted way of the gopis. in many ways, it's going to be highlighted now, just from different angles and different stories and just the story itself. But one of the initial ways is Uddhava. And what Uddhava is saying, and he's been exalted on all these verses as the greatest devotee. And just see how it's set up that this greatest of devotee, he's now going to share his experience. That when I saw the love of the gopis, when I went to Vrindavan, and I saw their viraha bhav, their vipralamba bhav, when I saw the level of their love in that separation, I said, may bhakta nehi whom I am not a devotee compared to them. So this is going to, I really appreciate those of you that are following every, you know, twice a week. We're really going places now. I mean, it's almost going to go hold on to your seat. This story is just amazing. Then what's going to happen now is, Rohini, who's been to Vrindavan, and Balaram, who's been to Vrindavan, and his mother's going to say, Rohini, how are the gopis the greatest for Siddhartha? They're not the greatest recipients of Krishna's mercy. Look at the extent that they're suffering. And then there's an argument between them and Satyabhama and Rukmini as queens who affirm and give different examples why, even though they're Krishna's wives, why they can recognize that the gopis are the topmost recipients of Krishna's mercy. And then Krishna wakes up and his separation and his how he's feeling. And then these two questions are answered that have to be answered to understand Krishna Tattva. It's answered in an amazing story form. And the answer is how can people who are suffering so much be the topmost recipients of Krishna's mercy, such as the gopis? And the second question is, if they're suffering so much and Krishna loves them, why doesn't he go there? Okay, Jamuna Jaya?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you for class, and thank you for telling us about this young couple there in Pennsylvania. That sounds awesome. It's very encouraging to hear about their life. That's really cool.
And how they got this luxurious house and a Tesla.
And I joke with him
too. There was a movie called The Pink Panther.
Yeah.
With Peter Sellers and Inspector Jay Clouseau.
Yeah.
And he was so goofy. And he was trying to find this thief of this jewel, you know, this jewel. And I forgot the whole scene, but it winds up in court and they're trying to accuse someone of something, and they call him on the stand. And they say to Inspector Jay Clouseau, they say, because really his wife was the thief and he didn't know it. And he's been searching for this thief as the inspector. And they said, well, how is it possible? How much do you make? He said, I make 75 francs a month. He says, can you tell me how on making 75 francs a month, your wife has a house on the Riviera with a luxury yacht, you know, a Bentley car, you know, and one of the most richest diamond collections in the world? And he says, I guess I was thrifty. You know, and the whole, you know, and the whole courtroom like breaks up like laughing. It's so hysterical. And he gets nervous and he takes out the handkerchief from his pocket and there was the stolen jewel. His wife put it there, but then at the end he gets taken out. So I told him, I said, Yasa, I said, you're struggling just to make a living. I said, how the hell do you have this luxury house and this new Tesla? I said, I guess you're thrifty.
I guess he's very
And
subtle.
actually, Krishna just gave it to them out of the blue, which is kind of an amazing story. But
Wow,
yeah.
that's amazing. I was just, I mean, there's a button comment in today's reality is humility. I just love that so much. That's so like right on point.
I knew you got it. I knew you got it. Okay, good. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hello,
Gail.
Margaret. A couple of things. When you were telling that story about having seen the New York skyline and the opportunity for so much service, do
Yeah.
you remember how it connected to that context of the lecture?
Yeah, there was some context. Was some discussion and of like prema, where you see God everywhere, or some, I forgot. You'd have to listen to it again. It was connected. I wasn't just going off on a tangent. I may have not connected the tangent, but I wasn't going off on a tangent. I think I did connect it, but anyway. Okay, what else?
This that part of the Shikshastam, you were translating parts of the first verse. But whenever I come to this Sarvatma Snapanam, you began to translate that part. Can you like make sense of that for me?
Sarva is all, Atma is the self, Snapanam means bathed. It means just completely immersed in, it says that at the stage of bhava, the mind becomes tadatmika, means one with God's loving potency, just like an iron rod in fire. So maybe like that, you just energize. So yeah, I'll look at it more when I teach. I'll study. Well, actually, I'll look it up. Okay.
Yeah, actually, I would love to hear you do that whole first six shastra, that
Well,
whole first.
after I finish this, I will do the Shikshastakam chapter.
Yeah, like word by word, that would be nice.
It's not, well, it's not the, it's the whole chapter.
I know it's in the 20th, in the CC, you mean, right?
Yeah, the 20th chapter.
But it would be nice to hear the verses explained, line by line,
I
word
will
by
do
word.
that too. Within that, I'll explain line by line and word by word.
Okay.
I will
Thank
get that. By the way, Gail, it was so nice to see your daughter and to
Yeah.
see her.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you two got to connect in person. That was a beautiful day for us.
Oh, she's a very nice, sincere girl.
Yeah, thank you, Maharaj.
Plus, you're the mother, you have to deal. I only deal with the kind of the guru bhav, you deal with the rest,
Boy.
but that's okay. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Hemala Tarvada. Thank you so much for class.
Shyam Kishore Das Maharaj, thank you for the
Hare
class.
Bhav. Great, great. Good.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Yvette. Thank
Yvette,
you for
okay.
class.
Hey,
I'm
we'll
looking
see
forward to seeing you. Yeah, I'm going to see you twice. I'll see you in Philly with my friend Dan, who's been joining class, which I'm really happy about. And I'll see you at Bhaktivedanta. I'm going to follow you around.
you are a nectar hound paparazzi. That's great to
I
see.
am
That's
looking
great to
forward
see.
to seeing you.
Okay, great. Okay. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Tota Gopinath here. Great to hear from you.
Okay, we'll see you Sunday.
Hare
Okay.
Bol, absolutely.
Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, it's Lal Govinda. Thank you for class.
Hey, Hari Bo.
Cool.
We'll also see you. It's actually, I think, Ruti and Kaveria coming, and
Oh no.
different people are coming, so it should be really. No, I think altogether there'll be over 30 something, because we have so many people and they have 12. I think we already have 25 or something. I don't know. Shurupa knows the numbers. Okay, anybody else say hello? Hey, Bo.
Hare Krishna Gurudev, Yavat Sundar is here. Thank you very much for the class.
Oh, no, thank you for coming and be so steady and regular.
Thank you.
show some seriousness.
Wonderful. Good. Thank you very much.
Anybody else?
Krishna Maharaj, this is Krishnamrita. Thank you so much. I like very much the phrase, reality is humility. Thank you greatly.
Yeah, I'm going to put that as one of my good quotes. Okay, Haribo. Anybody else? Okay, I'm looking at the list. Anybody want to say hello? But I see all the people that are coming, and I'm thanking everyone for coming. Okay, Haribo. Manchakalpa Thirubhyascha Kripasya.